Here we are, my favorite part of the week, our Tuesdays with Tom segment. Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. How are you, Tom?
Oh, Anna, I'm wonderful. Look, I hope your week gets better than this. But I'm delighted to hear that, because I enjoy talking to you too.
I know this is the highlight.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you very much. How are you, Anna? Everything all right?
Things are good. You know, things are good. I think I mentioned we had an allergic reaction issue with my daughter. She's got a lot of new allergies, and so we're dealing with that. But it's all good. It's all good. We handled it. But I heard some interesting things about you, Tom. I heard that you have been cited back in the WGN TV newsroom. Am I right about that?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I'll tell you, Anna, I've been gone more than a year there. When you put the gastric bypass surgery together with this COVID-19, which sent us all home, I've been working from home all this time. So when yesterday I said, I asked my boss, Dom Stassi, and my general manager, Paul Rennie, I said, guys, do you mind if I take a day before I head back and just refamiliarize myself with the computers? Because, you know, upgrades are made on these computers, and you lose favorites lists and logons and everything else. And I have databases I have to work with, and I need those all set up ready to go. So I spent yesterday in there in front of the computers. And, Anna, I'm glad I did, because there had been changes in all of them. And had I a show pending within a couple hours, I'd have been in a heck of a mess. So I went in and did that, and gosh, is it fun to go back there? I've been in about three times to shoot some promotional spots, and that's it. And those were only brief visits. So, but it was fun to see everybody again, and so I'm planning. I'm going to kind of move into it slowly. I'll do my early evening shows from home here. And then go in for the 9 o'clock show, just to kind of get familiar with the way they're spacing us in the studio, you know, to be socially separated and all that kind of stuff. And it was fun seeing everybody again. But I didn't realize that the word of that had been spreading. I went in kind of quietly. So,
well, people were excited to see you, Tom. And I wonder, it would probably be hard to control them. They probably wanted to give you a big hug or whatever, you know, because you're such a warm person. But you can't do that, right? You got the elbow bumps. I don't know. How did they handle it?
That's it. I've become very proficient, as has everybody these days, with elbow bumps. And it carries the same meaning as a hug. So it was great seeing everybody. And I'm looking forward to, you know, one thing, and I'll have to get used to the commute in there, even though it's only across town. But I've not even been used to that. One thing I noticed, I had a doctor's appointment, too, I did yesterday. You know, I've had these dizzy spells, and I wanted to get those checked on. And I'm doing fine. But anyway, I was traveling downtown for that after I had been over at the station. And the traffic is so much lighter now, you know, with this so many people working from home. It was amazing to see, even with all that snow coming down yesterday, how rather limited the traffic was compared to what it used to be at that time.
Yeah. That was a blessing yesterday afternoon, for sure. When we were on the air yesterday, people were saying it was coming down, and it was that wet, messy, yucky stuff that's difficult to shovel and heavy, and it did cause traffic problems.
Yeah, we had about 3 inches in some areas. I see out by Dubuque, those folks picked up 6.6 inches out there, and parts of Iowa had heavier snow. But it was a little 3-4 hour window of snow, and it came down pretty impressive. And on the heels, as it was, of 60-degree weather, it was kind of a shock to the system to see that and see the ground covered again. But, you know, a lot of that has melted. And it doesn't stick around long this time of the year. It can be heavy, but it doesn't stick around long. So that's a blessing.
You know, I want to ask you, Tom, because we were having discussions about this yesterday on the air, about how March kind of plays with you, let's be honest, right? It'll be warm. It's 70 degrees. And then, and then all of a sudden it's snowing. Yeah. And we go the back and forth. And I just wonder, you know, temperature range-wise, I mean, it feels as if it runs the gamut from like 0 to 80. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think about it.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Oh, absolutely, Anna. It's a very volatile month. It's, in general, historically, our fastest warming month. We have the most increase in our average temperature from day 1 to day 31 in March of any month of the year. But, wow, getting there, while the averages are uphill and the days are, we'll pick up 84 minutes more sunlight. We talked about that from the 1st to the 31st of March. But, and the sunlight's getting more direct. Sun's trekking across the sky more directly overhead with each passing day. So it's up longer and the rays are more direct. So that's why you get melting, even though the thermometer tells you you're below freezing on certain days. But you're right. I mean, we had one March a number of years ago where we put together nearly eight consecutive 80-degree days. And yet we've had as much as a foot or more of snow in the month of March. And you can even get a big snow on occasion in April. But we found that only about 3% of years get big snows like that. And most of them get snow. The majority of Marches will give you snow. Something like, gosh, I think we calculated 97% of Marches had measurable snow or snow of some sort. But only 3% produce the big snows. They can still happen, though. Although we don't see anything in the offing. In fact, and we've got another very windy, wet storm coming in Wednesday night, Thursday. We'll probably get 40, 45 mile an hour easterly wind gusts. And it'll be that cold ring because the winds are coming off the lake. But by Sunday and Monday, we'll get up into the 60s around here again. So, you know, talk about volatility. That's, there it is.
Yeah, totally. There it is. And if you talk about late season snowstorms, look at what was going on in Colorado. I was watching that video, and even for them, they're used to snow, but this was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. And just north of them in Wyoming, they had record snows. So, yeah, there were some places out there that got 2 to 3 feet of snow. And that came in the wake of, you know, rather mild weather. It's kind of like that debacle down in Texas that we heard so much about and caused such problems, pipes bursting. They had about a one-week Arctic blast. That's coming off what had been a warm winter up till that point. And within a week, they were back up to 90 degrees in sections of the state. And yet that one week of Arctic air was enough to create all kinds of problems. It all goes to show how these volatile weather changes in spring, as you've got two seasons fighting it out. You've got the leftover cold air of winter and the gathering warm air of summer kind of fighting it up and fighting it out in that spring period in between. And that's why we get such wild weather swings. Also, you have a snow cover up to the north of us that preserves the cold. So you can bring some of the you know, that cold air down, even though we may have bare ground here, if you turn the winds off that snowpack. But that snowpack is melting and traveling farther and farther north with time. It's not gone yet, but it will be soon. Mm-hmm. So we're on the path to spring around here. Now we just have to get the vegetation out to confirm it. And I've been sent pictures by people of flowers blooming and buds coming up through the soil, even through the snow in some cases. So the process has started. Yeah.
The signs of spring. Back with Tom Skilling now here on WGN. Anna DeVlantis here. And Tom, so you've been away for a full year. You made your first venture back into the newsroom yesterday. I heard through the grapevine everyone was so psyched to see you. But be honest with us here. Did everyone mess up your office? Did they mess up your office?
Yep.
Oh, you were excited.
Was a lot of fun to see faces there on the premises I hadn't seen for a long time. And I by no means saw everybody, but it was fun. Yeah. In the process of going back, I have my first COVID shot, and the next one is next week. And I'm told I had the Moderna shot. Mm-hmm. And I'm told that second one can be a little dicey sometimes, but not for long. You know, it's these vaccines have been shown to be incredibly safe, and there's no reason for anybody to hold off. I'll tell you one thing: I'm going for it, and the freedom that these represent, providing one of these weird offshoots of this virus don't go crazy on us. It's all a good move. And I'm looking forward to getting that second shot next week. But I already feel like there's some degree of protection there, and that's good. I hope everybody else gets them too.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'll be getting mine somewhat soon. I don't know. It says by May 1st, we're supposedly all going to be offered the vaccine. And then, you know, it's not, you're not going to have to do this Hunger Game style approach to getting it, because it hasn't been easy, Tom. It hasn't been.
No.
But I do want to ask you one thing, just circling back to my other question. Did anybody mess up your office while you were gone? I mean, you're gone a year. Be honest. I mean, did anybody go in there and sort of like, I mean, come on, you said the computers needed to be upgraded, but you're such a nice guy. People had to mess with your office. You had to get it ready.
No, it's amazing. And some folks have worked in there, but no, it's relatively unscathed. You know, my young producer, Bill Snyder, and he points out he's not as young as he once was. I always think of him as, you know, the young kid that started with me. He wasn't really then either. He was in his 20s. But he says, I'm not so young anymore. And I thought, wow. But Bill's been in there while I've been gone. And he has kept it in good shape, which is good.
Okay.
So that's good. I tell him, he gives me a rough time on the phone. I said, you know, when I'm back in the office again, you're going to have to, you know, pull this in a little bit and be a little more respectful, because, you know, I could be over there and who knows, you know, what might happen. He said, that's all right. If anything happens, just do it on camera so that Terry Sullivan, our legal analyst, can file the class action suit. It's the joke we have running. So,
you guys give each other a hard time. That's what I was wondering, if they sort of move things around a little bit to kind of joke with you or something. But they didn't do that because they're just, they're excited to see you too.
No, it's a legitimate question. No, Bill has taken good care of it, and has everybody else, all my other colleagues there. So, it looked very much like home, Anna.
Nice.
So it hadn't changed that much in the year. And I was grateful for that.
Yeah, I hear you, Tom. You mentioned before that March only produces a very small percentage of big snowfall events. What about April?
Yes.
Remind us about, just because our memories are short, really. We hit a 60 and we're like, oh, yay, it's right around the corner. April can also can produce a snow, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had, I call them windshield wiper breakers, because these things are these heavy, wet, heart attack snows when you get these late season things. And they can arrive with thunder and lightning. Look, they're a rarity. We all have memories of one of them that happens. But the fact is, the majority of years, you'll get through April without a big snow. But any snow becomes jarring because we're used to seeing the bare ground showing up this time of the year. And you're often going from bare ground to snow-covered ground, and therefore it seems more impressive than it really is. I mean, look at the snow yesterday. It was slushy. It was a mess traveling through it, but it could have been a lot worse. And it was falling on warm ground, so this stuff melts pretty expeditiously, which is good.
That's true
of April snows, too, Anna. Yeah.
Good to hear. Good to remind us. Hey, so I did see this, and Bob, our engineer, saw it as well. We both wanted to make sure we asked you, because we've been asking you about La Nina, and there is a news report in weather.com about how Earth has had its coolest February in 7 years due to La Nina.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That does cool us off. Now, look, there have been many areas that have been warm. And if you look at the planet as a whole, we still are in a warm phase. But here in the United States, this was a cool year or month. And the fact of the matter is, this coolness was embedded in what had otherwise been a very warm winter. In fact, I remember being on an alumni call with folks from the University of Wisconsin Atmospheric Sciences Department back in January, and we were remarking how extraordinary it was that there was no cold air in the continent relative to what's, you know, normal at that time of the year. I mean, literally, and all the cold air was on the other side of the planet, and the comment was made that a lot of folks had never seen anything like this before. So to go into February and have it turn cold shouldn't have been a surprise. You know, Mother Nature has a way of balancing extremes off. And if you go one way, you know, on the extremes, chances are you'll see the other shoe drop at some point. But by and large, even with the cold air in there, you got to realize that it's occurred within an overwhelmingly above normal temperature regime that has dominated. So, yeah, February was cold, but the winter as a whole was warm. warmer than average, and we're back to above average temps over this area. In fact, the month is running 7.9 degrees above normal so far. The month clearly isn't over yet. Last month was 7.2 degrees below normal, and it was the only winter month to be below normal. December was 5 degrees above normal. January was more than 5 degrees above normal. And then February comes along, and bam, we were hit with that cold spell. Lasted 16 days, but it was enough to drop the monthly average.
Yeah, we don't need to be reminded of that right now, Tom. Let's talk about warmer temperatures this weekend, right? Am I right about that?
Yes. Yes, we do have warmer temps coming. In fact, much of next week will be warm. In fact, if you look out over the next 2 weeks, the warmer than normal days will outnumber it by far the colder than normal days. Keep that in mind, though, because it won't feel that way on Wednesday or Thursday when the winds are howling in from the east and we have rain coming down horizontally around here, because it could be a pretty good storm. We could have some wind gusts of 40, 50 miles an hour, and these are not with thunderstorms. These are just system winds. So it's going to get really windy, and spring storms have a way of doing that. But once that thing clears the area, we'll start back on the warming trend again, and we'll be back to probably 60, if not higher, by Sunday and Monday and Tuesday of next week.
All right.
So there are better days on the way, Anna.
Better days for all of us, and that's an understatement. I will say that it'll be great to see you back on air in studio tonight at 9, Tom.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Anna. I can't sit at the desk because everybody's that's what I was curious about, too, how they're going to set us up. So I'll be across the studio and near the Chroma keyboard because we're keeping everybody separated still for safety's sake, and that's a good thing to do. But it would be fun to be back in the studio, and tonight at 9 and 10 o'clock, we'll do it for the first time. So be from home here early, and I'm looking forward to it, Anna. So I'll have a full report on how this has gone
next
and
week,
and whether or not Micah and Ray say welcome back, or they say go back home again.
Oh. I doubt it. No. I doubt it, Tom. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you tonight, and be well. And I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Anna. You stay well as well. See ya.
See ya, Tom. Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.